Good afternoon, sir. What is your name, sir?
I am Zero.
And your ABC number?
24-86-51.
Okay, Mr. Oliver, you are favorable Arizona Board of Executive Premise C for your revocation hearing regarding the three allegations on your void. And based on information we have, you was notified of this hearing back on March 19, 2018. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
It stated on there, among other things, you could have hired a lawyer at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one today. May I assume you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing today. They are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. The gentleman that you should be receiving there, that is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Wheeler and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, for help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
Sir, I do. I have an amendment on page 1 of the warrant.
Okay.
Under the date of release, it should read February 3rd of 2017.
February 3rd, when's that? February the 2nd. What day?
February 3rd of 17.
Of 17. Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, so noted and so accepted. Okay. Mr. Weaver, you have the three allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Please tell me whether each of them is true or false. Okay, sir. The first one reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of cocaine on about July 28, 2017, per the TASLAT report dated July 31st, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you are in violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling and thus being discharged from the CHC/CAPP program on July 31, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
And finally, that you have violated Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer for a face-to-face contact visit on August 1st, 2017, as written, directed on July 31, 2017. You were actually avoiding supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Lula, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or companies.
Agree.
Second.
Okay, by unanimous determination of the board, sir, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase 2 of your hearing. We begin phase 2 by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask that you remain on the phone, remain quiet, then we're going to come back and talk with you, sir. So, Mr. Osborne, would you be kind enough to give us some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Lear was released from DOC testing on February 3rd, 2017. He was arrested on February 25th of 2018 by the Mesa Police Department on his absconder warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 208 absconders with a community supervision end date of September 30th of 2018. Current conviction 2009, aggravated assault, 8 years. He's had one term in the DOC, has a CUIR score of 4-4, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 1. He has a significant disciplinary history of staff assaults, arson, and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrests, 2006, participated in criminal street gang, AZ unknown. 2009, endangerment, AZ juvenile probation. 2009, drive-by shooting, AZ juvenile probation. 2009, participated in criminal street gang, AZ juvenile probation. And 2009, misconduct involving weapons, AZ unknown. And he has a community risk score of G4, V5.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, Mr. Ware, we're back to you, sir. It seems that when you were released, you you were to reside at 3311 West Monroe Street in Phoenix, Arizona. And there was no other residence that was approved, so how long did you stay there? Did you stay there at all, sir?
Yes, I did.
How long did you reside there, sir?
Well, I was there until my last hearing that I had with my parole officer.
Okay, and so what happened then, sir?
I knew I had dropped 30, and I really wasn't ready to come back. I was trying to stay out for my son's birthday, which I barely did, because I got pulled over in February 25th, and my son's birthday was February 24th, so I was just able to stay after that. I was going to my classes, but I stopped because I knew I already had a warrant. I think the drugs that were given to me, I really didn't need. If anything, I would much rather take some AA classes or some counseling to help me readjust back to society. Yes, pretty much it.
Let me ask you this, sir, why did you use so much cocaine? It seemed to me that you got kind of hooked on cocaine while you were out. Did you watch the 14th, April the 7th, and then again July the 28th? What was going on? Was that a drug of choice, or you just happened to follow some cocaine while you were out, sir?
Yes, that's not my drug of choice, but I was around it, and I just ended up doing it. I was trying to escape from the problems I was going through.
Did anybody give it to you, or you had to buy it, or what was going on, sir?
I knew somebody that had some, and I asked for some, and I was drinking, and I was going through my stuff out there trying to readjust back to society. I was in here since I was 16 years old, I'm about to be 26. It was pretty hard just trying to adjust back to a normal life out there, having responsibilities and all that.
Well, what was going on, sir? You said that a couple of times, that something was going, things were going on, but you still a young man, you were just about 26 years of age, so what was going on in your life, sir? Or 25 years, eh? What was going on, sir?
Well, just trying to keep up with everything, all the classes, work, and I just being an adult out there, I've really never experienced that. I've been here, man, for a good part of my life, so just trying to adjust back to society out there.
Okay, I guess you've been in there, what, about 12 years? I guess you went in there when you were about 16, so about 12 years you have been. Let me just ask one other question. What were you doing those 208 days that you were suspended, sir?
I was working, and I was living with my girlfriend. I wasn't out there committing any new crimes or anything like that, you know, so I'm not here with the charges.
What kind of work were you doing, sir?
I was cleaning pools.
Oh, okay, that's a good profession. Okay, so now I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. I don't see any questions coming from other board members at this time, sir, but this is your hearing, we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination, sir. Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself?
Just thank you guys for hearing me out.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and you're such a wonderful person to talk to. I can tell that you're an intelligent young man, you just got to stay off of that cocaine and kind of get adjusted when you get out the next time, otherwise you will end up coming back in, and you don't want to put on that type of orange in the future, so. It's just, you know, again, if it were not for the fact that he absconded for 208 days, I would look at him with favor, but with that, I just cannot, I think it would be his best interest just to complete, get out in August, and he won't have to report to any parole officer, he'll be on his own, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members, that's just my opinion.
Sir, just for the record, the he's a reinstatement, so he really should know better.
Absolutely, thank you so very much. Okay, therefore I'm going to offer a motion to find that Mr. Lira violated terms and conditions of agreement. He was delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways, and as much as he was using cocaine, an illegal substance, as well as the fact that he was suspended for 208 days, and we don't know what he was doing during that period of time. And I further move to revoke his commitment to supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed. Okay. By the unanimous determination of this board, sir, your commitment to supervision has been revoked. However, you are going to be out, as I stated before, if I have my information correct, I believe it is August the 30th of this year. You won't have a parole officer to report to. You're going to be on your own then. We wish you the best, and not that we don't want to see you again, but we don't want to see you again coming for this board for this purpose, and decked out in arms. So we wish you the best. Good luck, sir, and please put the CO3 back on the phone.
Okay.